You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. The year is over. Chuck is back. Listen.
Wait, was I gone on the podcast?
The last one? Yeah, you were gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Well, I'm back.
Yes, you are.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And happy holidays. By the time this is out, Christmas has passed. So I hope you guys all had a good one. I think it's time for us to recap this year. Okay.
A year of growth.
Yes.
A year of legends.
Yes.
A year with reptiles.
Yes.
A year of money.
Yeah. Woo! All right, so I'm going to pull this out, but as I pull my bad, dog. My bad. Listen, do you guys have any like anything notable that happened this year that you're really proud of in your personal lives?
Personal lives?
Yeah.
I'm just a G.
Okay.
That's all I got. Yeah, I think I've found some of my strengths, and I've gone head first against those things.
Hell yeah. I usually go head first.
I've been out more. Doing more different
things. Out of the closet?
No, like opportunities.
Okay.
Whether it's herping, zoos, just trying to do everything out and being like,
oh, yeah, herped.
Yeah, we did. Found some cool stuff. I left my job of 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't care to find myself, but in the sense that, like, I'm like starting to have a more serious appreciation or acknowledgement of what I'm going to be doing now.
Okay.
For the next year.
So good.
It's nice. It's exciting.
So, to be depressing, I know that in our Thanksgiving episode, I said that this year was equally as good as it was bad for me.
Uh-huh.
The bad took over.
No.
But.
I can fix that.
Whoa.
But I am going to make a better attempt next year to take care of me. Yeah, to take care of me and
find
my personal life. Yeah,
we love self-care.
I'm going to find myself.
Yeah, we love self-care.
Yes. Okay, so let's throw it back to the first episode that we released this year, and we were talking about snake clits.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I was going to say, if I'm actually a scientist looking at the anatomy of a snake, I'm not looking for the clit.
Why not?
I'm literally dissecting the dang thing. It's a snake. I'm not looking for its sex organs.
Dude, why not, bro?
You should
understand
be. It's
them
science.
So much better. Yeah. Like, do they like getting dick or are they getting...
double dicked at that.
Double dicked. Like, yo, does that hurt them or do they get wet? I want to know.
No, I don't think both hemipenes go in.
They can.
No, they can't.
I think they do.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
With
why
some,
not?
With
why no
I'm pretty
way.
Sure it's only one at a time.
No way.
It's double penetration.
There's no way, dude.
Snake double penetration. Yo.
That was amazing. Did we ever find that out? I'm pretty curious now.
I'm pretty sure it is both. So why do both exist? They just take turns,
just in
bro?
Case one doesn't
no,
work.
No, that is dumb, bro. I think it's both. They go like this.
That's why you have two testicles. In case one doesn't work, you still have one.
No, the testicles don't go in, though.
Yeah,
dumb bitch.
No, right. But no, that's why you have two.
He goes balls deep for real, bro.
That's why you have two.
Yeah, no, I think it's funny that like where we are today, like that's how we started the year talking about snake clitters.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yep.
That is crazy.
I was in the middle that time.
Yeah, you were.
Like, that's not
you.
Whoa.
Yeah. He used to sit in the middle, and then you guys would argue for fucking ever.
Oh, that's right.
And then
that's
I was like, all right, I got to sit in the fucking middle to fucking deal with you guys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Talking about that, you guys were arguing in the back for like 30 minutes. It was like old times.
We were talking about that for a minute.
Yeah, like it. We yelled a little bit.
Yeah. All right. And then after the snake clits, we started the drama. Hmm. We started getting into the drama with Tyler Ruggie. And
oh
herp
my
time.
God, that was so long ago.
Was long.
Armin gets the southern white lip through trade. His intention is to sell the animal because he works with anoles, other things. It's not part of his projects. They worked out a deal to do an extended payment plan on a cheaper price. And then Maddie and Tyler finished it sooner than expected, right? Animal ships. Animal gets delayed. During this delay, the temperatures at the FedEx hub were extreme, so there was a little bit of a concern because white lips are sensitive animals. They get the animal, they notice a lump, they talk to Armin, they go back and forth, they take the animal to the vet, they confirm a respiratory infection.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, Armin is working with them, they come to an agreement that Armin's paying these vet bills. Apparently, the animal must, and it was supposed to be a female. The animal, while musking, took out its hemipenes, ended up being a male, and at that point, from what I understand, Armin refunded the money.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, the animal ends up dying from whatever issue it had. Mm-hmm. And now I guess they wanted Armin to do more. They wanted Armin to have an open vet bill, which mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody do. Armin's like, yo, like, I don't know what else you want from me. And so they post it online.
Yes.
Crazy stuff.
Talk about
conundrum. I remember Armin doing crazy stuff for them.
Yeah.
I don't... Not relevant anymore. That's I don't know. I don't get hyped about. I got hyped when it was happening.
Yeah.
It was in the moment. Now I'm like, that was silly. That was fucking silly.
It was really silly. Yeah.
I wonder how their relationship is today. I hope that they were able to fix that.
Because it was pretty fucking silly.
Yeah.
I hope they're okay at least. Yeah, I don't think Armin would take them. Okay. But.
And then Tyler actually commented on that episode. Yeah. This is what he said. Yeah. Just now seeing this, and although I can appreciate different perspectives on the situation, a fair amount of the information you shared was inaccurate, so I'd like to clarify. Yo, look at us being inaccurate again, dude!
Yeah, but that's good. It gives him a chance to talk.
Yeah.
We probably said some fucked up shit. I don't remember what the fuck.
You weren't even there.
After that, I talked about it on the podcast after.
Oh, okay. So he says, first, the snake did not have a respiratory infection. It was an infection of the glottis.
All right. If I have an infection in my bronchial tubes or in my esophagus, is that going to be so different than a respiratory infection? Is it affecting how I'm breathing?
What's a glottis?
The glottis is...
Yeah, it's their breathing hole. Gotcha. Okay. The snake was not kept on play sand. It was a soil mix that included a small amount of sand mixed in and was certainly suitable for retaining moisture and was kept humid as it should be. Our knowledge on the care of the animal is put into question quite a bit, although we have another younger southern white lip that we've had in their care for a while. Again, I'm not mad at all about anyone having a different opinion on how they feel about what went down, but if you're going to form an opinion and speak about a situation like this, it's definitely important to make sure you're aware of what really happened and have your facts straight.
Wait. All we messed up was that it was not a respiratory infection, but a glottis infection.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the only thing he corrected us on.
Yeah. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
At least he took the time to comment too and say his side.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think that's another thing, we can say some shit and we might read things and get the wrong idea out of them. And, you know,
things get lost in translation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then he goes in the comment section, says his piece, boom, the end. Like, he said his piece.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All we are is a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
And we just talk about the things that are going on.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Hell yeah.
Fuck ups happen. It is what
it is. I would say that was like a 99% accuracy.
Okay.
We got an A+.
All right.
I got an A.
Well, not an A+. It was an A.
We got an A.
All right. So then, Jay Brewer gets a TV show.
Is that happening right now?
Yeah.
Your boy, Jay Brewer, is getting a fucking show.
Who's boy, motherfucker?
Both of yours.
Not my boy.
You guys, literally before this podcast started, were so happy.
No,
you guys were like, yo, Jay Brewer's getting a show.
I will fucking hit you, bro. Don't fucking do that shit. Don't do that.
You're like, yo, where's my feature? I want to be on that show. Who do I call?
That is so funny.
Bro, and he hit me.
You bitch.
Yeah, did anybody watch an episode of that show?
Nope, not at all.
What is it even on?
Roku.
Whatever, bro. Nobody, come on, bro. He got 5 cents out of that show because I have not heard a thing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yo, but wouldn't that be good? A good thing if what? We haven't heard anything about it? That means
it's
not
a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because not a lot of fuck shit must have come out of it.
I guess not.
That means that just not enough people are watching it.
Oh, right? Damn.
So that's but now great. There's talk of, I don't know if we've mentioned it on the pod before, but there is talk of the Cobra King coming out.
Yes.
I don't know if that's going to be the real call.
Thing, yeah.
But, no, but yeah, but like I think within the next year it's going to come out.
Yeah.
2024.
I think I know.
We're gonna be able to see it.
Yeah. I think I know who it is, but
we got confirmation on who it is.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Who is it?
No, we'll talk about
it
later.
That's right. You weren't there for that. All right.
No, he wasn't.
Bleep it.
Like, who's the main character?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. Now, Dubia buys Morph Market.
M&M.
We are here to discuss some huge news for the reptile community. Something that will affect you not only as a buyer but also as a seller. Today we're talking about Morph Market being sold to Dubia.com.
And yo, that was great.
I had my own, like, I saw that pod you did with Alex, and I had so many of my own opinions for the things that you guys were saying. I was like, I could have been on this.
brother, I love that happened.
Yeah.
It brought so much joy to my life.
You know, I'm not going to lie, I like Morph Market better now.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So I gave it a lot of shit at the beginning. It definitely made my day job difficult, but as far as my business, it didn't change much. It made it better. Mm. I got to meet Darian. Darian's a cool guy. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's been great. And he keeps content going. Yeah, bro. Yeah, like, if we have nothing to talk about on this pod, you go to Darian, you're going to find some shit to talk about.
Yeah. That's true.
Speaking of which, they also put aquatics on the website.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Corals and stuff.
We know a guy that's going to be breeding clownfish, apparently. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That was a great thing that happened to the community. Yeah. I don't care if people argue. I mean, I don't even participate, buy or sell in there. I just look at it sometimes, and I'm like, this is fun. I like to
tell me there. My intro wasn't fire, though.
Yeah.
That's when I learned the power of the monologue. Yes. All right? Yep. There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today. Then we got into the real drama, guys.
Yeah.
That happened this year.
That did happen this year. Crazy. Coffee versus FWC.
I remember seeing that video.
Yeah.
That video hit.
The first time, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. That was crazy.
No. It's called the Holy Thursday Massacre. You messed it up.
Yeah. Damn, you're right. My bad. You see, we can't even get the facts straight. Not even the name. Okay,
so I reached out to Coffee. He hasn't responded yet. But I was like, oh, I want to get the whole story. This doesn't feel full to me. For some reason, it doesn't make sense that some FWC officers would go to someone's house to lose their jobs.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I don't see it, like the full story there, is they allowed him to keep it. You're not allowed to euthanize. And if they're going to confiscate, yes, they euthanize them themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a form of euthanasia. That is something that happens. Yeah, inhumane. It's a bloody fucking mess. Inhumane, but legally, that's euthanasia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll go more into that in a second. Mind you, the boa's just fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying FWC is right. I'm not saying this is wrong. I'm just saying it is very incomplete.
That's before we saw, like, the body cam footage.
From Donnie. Yeah. That's before we saw Donnie's video, which, like, showed us a lot more. Yeah. That's when US ARC was the one that posted the half-assed story they had.
Before we talked to Daniel Parker. Think about it.
That was the Holy Thursday Massacre. That means Friday it was released. 2 days later, we recorded the podcast. Yeah. And that Monday, an update came out.
Donnie came out with everything else.
That's
one of the things that I don't agree with US ARC. Whenever they throw out shit like that in half pieces.
Gotcha.
Like, if you know there's a full story and you don't have it, hold on to it. Mm-hmm. Wait for the whole story to be put together. Because then it gave me...
Literally shit that we don't do.
Yeah.
No. But we're not them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're just here to talk shit. That's what we do. They're not here to talk shit.
No. Yeah.
They're here to inform people in a serious manner. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sure. Way different.
What's crazy is that incident caused a lot of the things that then happened this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, on top of that, Donnie does the seriousness of it. But he doesn't have to do that. US ARC didn't do that. Donnie did it.
Yeah.
So US ARC didn't do much to fulfill the story, other than if they worked with Donnie or knew that Donnie was going to come out with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we had an update. We're shitting a little bit too much on Coffee right now.
Every single side.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even picking FWC. Like, what they did is fucked.
Yeah, because my thing is that, like, he did say in the body cam footage, mm-hmm. he was saying how he was like, yo, like, I have been trying to contact you guys about either moving certain things or any kind of issues that he was having with the time mm-hmm. here, the stuff.
He did.
You know, and you guys were not complying with me. I was trying to talk with you. And he was saying in the video, like, I was talking to you and you weren't getting it.
He said you said you were going to get back to me and you never did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but now he gets charged with some shit for having it for an extended period of time. So that, for us, obviously it did great things for the channel because a lot of people were watching and a lot of people wanted to know, like, the stuff that was going on. But that also brought a bunch of bullshit to the channel.
All the haters in the comment and shit. But that's part of it. That's what we're here for, honestly. Yeah. We're here to bring the information out. It might be wrong. If it's wrong, you know the correct fucking shit is going to pop up in the comments.
We do as much research as we can, minus having the actual people involved here.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we don't do.
Yeah. And then in the comments, you see all the arguments and sides, and maybe you get to learn more in the comments than you do in the podcast itself. And then that's how shit happens.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk shit. We're here to get that information. At the moment we get it, most of the time, it's not complete.
Yep.
Yeah.
Most of the time, those things are not complete when we get it. It comes out on a weekday. We record Sunday. Mm-hmm. Then by the next podcast, the whole story is already out. Then you watch the podcast we recorded last Sunday, and then... You think that's the way we think? And in reality,
we're trying to catch up.
Yeah, yeah, in reality, we change our minds because we have new information. Yeah.
If anything, it's exactly the way that everybody else is getting information.
I think this was the episode that, like, the for the first time, I had to record a separate intro to be like, yo, new information came out. Like, just letting you guys know.
Yeah.
Like, that is crazy. Yeah. So, we got a bunch of blowback, so this happened. What if we lived in a world where we were allowed to be like, yeah, I don't agree with this, but look at this, the things that they're doing on this side, which kind of made a little bit of sense.
Mm-hmm.
What if we lived in that world? Maybe there'd be less fucking war, less fucking problems. What if FWC had the same fucking opinion about the reptile community? Wait, hold up. What if the reptile FWC had the same fucking opinion on the reptile community where they were like, yeah, all this fuck shit is happening, but there's positivity there, that's positivity there, that's positivity there. Let's work together. That's the shit that we fucking wanted.
Yeah.
So when we get on this fucking podcast and we talk about these things openly, don't fucking complain in the comments because you're like, FWC and then FWC. This is the shit that you want from them and we can't fucking do it.
Respect.
Hell yeah.
Respect.
And then we got some comments from that whole drama. Chuck's hatred of this community is getting unbearable. Damn, dog.
It's always that with me. He doesn't want people keeping shit. No. Motherfucker, but I'm gonna keep some shit. Just kidding.
Then we got, if a human were to do this to other humans, we would be calling them monsters and no one would be debating it. But when humans are doing this to animals, half of us respond to it as the other half simply walk away and nothing happens. Taking a life of any kind should never be seen as enjoyable.
If people were keeping people in cages and small tanks or tubs, we would be called monsters too.
Yeah.
And we do it to animals.
I must say, you completely discredited your argument when you agreed with FWC was cops and not involved in the actual conservation. Taking the money from them would not take money from conservation efforts, as they are separate companies and they are funding their own projects. All FWC is doing is giving them permission, basically.
Depends. Some yes, some no.
Yeah, but like that's why the answer is no, because it depends. Like,
like for example, the Orion Society is one that is separate from FWC, but runs, FWC is given permission to do their things.
Yeah, and they fund it. Same thing with Split Oak. Yeah, they're trying to fuck it up, absolutely. Yeah. But right now, the way it runs is through FWC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If Split Oak was making the money, they would not even think about
it. Right, exactly.
So...
So some things yes, some things no. Not everything.
And now to keep things light... We're going to eat the poo-poo.
Oh, my God.
That happened this year, too.
What do you get when you get an alleged a failed?
Oh, my God.
And you put them in one place?
No, you didn't.
You get them to eat shit.
How do you expect future Yoshi to maneuver around this?
Oh, have fun, motherfucker.
What a fucking journey this year.
That was crazy.
We're about
I saw that and I was like, ain't no way.
Yeah.
God,
gross.
Fuck.
Straight gross.
We're about halfway. But we're going to get back into the drama.
Yay.
We're going to recover the Slither files.
Yeah. That was crazy. Fuck that guy.
Slither Inc. is what it is. Mm-hmm. An employee came forward with a lot of evidence.
So multiple, recent employees.
So it was like multiple employees that came together to a different person. His name is Rodney. Rodney has been to his facility once. He's never worked for him. He went with, supposedly, with Garrett. And then what he saw, he did not like. So back when that happened, he tried to talk shit, and nobody listened to him.
Garrett.
Rodney.
Rodney tried to talk shit. You. And then nobody listened to him.
And Rodney's the one posting in the group all the time.
Yeah, Rodney's the one that I think made the group.
Okay.
Because employees came to him and some other people and were like, hey, we need to put this out there. Now we have evidence.
And Rodney has his own podcast or something?
YouTube. He has his own YouTube. I don't know. It's like a podcast. He's like interviewing some of the employees that were there and have evidence. Yeah.
Okay.
So
now a bunch of pictures got leaked, which we cannot show on this. No. I don't know if we
go
can.
On the
No.
And then Samson releases his rebuttal.
He put like... his innocence on the line. And then love in the process. So his wife is sick and she's having all those problems. Leave her alone. Look at me instead.
Yeah.
And then everybody wants to fuck me.
It's a telenovela.
Dude.
It's a telenovela. It's a whole soap.
And my snakes are dying. Oh, God, please.
I had to use pine.
Bro.
Yeah, that was... craziness.
That was craziness.
That was a crazy fucking
I remember
time.
Seeing that post and being like, scroll. Oh,
bro,
my God.
Listen. Rodney to this day is still trying to bring that shit up.
Really?
Yes, bro. I saw the other day he he saw Samson or somebody use the retic, mm-hmm. and then he took pictures of his own retic that he had a long time ago, and then the guy from USARC had the same, and he was trying to match patterns and shit. I was like, bro, you're trying That's too funny. Fucking hard, bro.
Yeah.
The way he is, like, I see people calling him a hater and shit. Like, I feel like during that time, he really had a really good point, but with the way he just attacks people out of any little thing
yeah.
to add to the big things is just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
I think his... Also, like, his... Samson's girl is still active on, like, TikTok yeah, and shit is. Like that.
I actually just... Real?
Yeah.
I want to say a month ago, I saw her post again for the first time.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was like, huh.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Just like the thing happened.
Yeah.
I went... So, happened. I know that a bunch of reptile company... reptile shows were like, we're not going to... Correct. Allow Pruitt yes. to vend anymore. I don't know if that's still the case. I don't know if the rest of them followed suit.
A lot of them stopped it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if.
What do you mean?
Is Slither still around?
I have no idea.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. To be
that
honest.
That would suck. Can you imagine Rodney putting in all that work, risking people's like NDAs and everything, and then just he's still selling animals?
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description. People like to say we're not educational. We got fucking educational with the local legend Eddie and Ron St. Pierre. In general, with reptile keeping, people are afraid of humidity because of the fear of a respiratory infection.
The reason respiratory infections happen most of the time is because of stagnant air.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you are constantly breathing in the same cycle of water in the air, then you are going to breathe in more mold, more bacteria, more fungus.
The other part of the problem is this insistence on maintaining reptiles at this sort of safe temperature, static safe temperature.
Yes.
I've never seen it. I mean, static 85 degrees, yep, sounds good, and you can probably maintain them like that, but are they really going through all their life functions like that?
Nope.
That is a smart man that we still, as a collective, have not gone to his place.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I've never been.
Yeah.
Same.
My life.
I went a couple times.
Wow.
We almost went one time, but he had a health thing.
Yeah.
And then apparently right now he's in hibernation.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's what I heard.
Yeah, he does this every year.
Winter. I'm going to do the same thing. I just need to get older.
That's the thing.
As I get older, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm going to sleep. Yeah. Going to sleep for December and January.
So, because of everything that went on that year or this year rather, and we were really pushing it, really, really pushing it. You know, as far as you guys versus USARC, me versus this, us against them, we started getting the comments.
Yeah.
We started getting, I look forward to your podcast with USARC. I'm not completely down with USARC, but I am at least for someone coming in and making sure to take accountability when something is wrong has happened. In this case, this was for the Samson thing. Samson is a cancer, and people like him need to be eradicated from the hobby. Then USARC comes on the podcast.
That was the first time we met. I've seen him before. That was the first time we met Daniel.
That's the first time I met him.
Awesome. Yes, yes. And that was because of Daniela from Tiki's Geckos.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Daniela. She's fucking great.
Yep, she got that for us. And here we go.
The Samson thing. Like, if there's anything that happens on social media, people want to come to us and say, what's your response to this?
Yeah.
And like, on something like that,
it's not here.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's
like
not here.
Celebrities.
Yeah.
It's like celebrities, when something bad happens, they're like, what do you feel about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Their publicist is like, we don't agree.
I mean, it seems horrible, but I'm also not the... I assume there's an investigation going on. You know, actually, I learned more about it just from you guys' podcasts. Just
we did
then,
it.
Damn. Educating, dude.
I'm a teacher, no?
I don't know if that information was correct.
Y'all take that shit how it is.
I have no way to verify, but...
As far as we know... Like,
I don't... Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have time to investigate every social media drama that happens myself.
That was fun. We got to meet Daniel. We got to become friends with him. I think that we really learned the reality of what an organization like USARC Florida does. It's from their point of view, they are not the police. They are there to do a job, and it is not to police. But you guys are very vocal about the fact that somebody should be there. An organization that has the esteem should be there to be like, hey, no, this isn't us. This is not what we represent.
Which I think Darian within Morph Market is doing kind of that.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
He's making an organization, or he's just calling people out?
He's calling people out within shows and within Morph Market.
But he's not...
He's not policing the whole industry.
No, what he's not. I don't think he's naming a lot of people. And I don't know. That's something I don't agree with. He should name some of these people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But he's like the closest thing to policing.
Yeah, like, yeah, hey, we don't like the fucking croc monitor and the 10-gallon. Yeah.
I think, though, and I still hold this opinion, I still think with a situation like with Samson Pruitt, if USARC should have just been like, hey, this is not what we represent. This is not the kind of reptile keeping that we want to protect against the government.
He doesn't have to say nothing about the specifics. He could just be like, nah, we don't fuck with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I feel like he has said that within the podcast, but it was not a public thing. Like, not everybody's looking at us. Yeah. He didn't say that to his.
This is a big thing, too. If Samson or Slither Inc. was a big, or even if they contributed, if they were any kind of USARC member, I would hope that USARC Florida would have rescinded that membership.
But
we don't want any.
Was,
we don't want to do with you anymore. Yeah. I would have liked that. Yeah. That's me. If I was USARC Florida, that's what I would have done.
Same. And I think even though in that podcast we went at each other and you know, we let him talk his piece and all this shit, you already know what happened when we had to go save Split Oak.
Yeah. I love Daniel. Daniel Barker's a dope dude.
The boys had to team up.
Yes. We'll get there. Okay. We'll get there. So after that,
this was all before Daytona.
Then Daytona came.
Yeah,
Daytona came. We got to talk to a bunch of cool people. Which next year, I think we should already start planning next year. We can figure something out, and maybe do something all of us together.
Sweet,
Eric.
Hi guys.
All right. So Daytona, we got to speak with Mason, Mason Barnes. We spoke about his not his balls, dude. It was the fucking Quince monitors.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That they did the babies. Fucking Dan the Turtle Man.
Love that guy.
Yep. He pretty much came out and he was like, hey, my content is going to be real now. Mm. And it's going to be funny because he likes to be a funny man.
Yep.
And
hell
he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darian.
Yeah.
That was a real one. And then after that, I walked with him to the FWC table because at Daytona, because they were giving away a bunch of free shit. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to like get everything and donate it to the USARC auction. I don't know if he actually ended up donating it, but I was there with him when he collected it all.
Yeah. Bro, I think, hold on, that right there was a highlight. You know how many people have had all of these people on their podcast in person?
None. We did that. All right, we got to speak with your boy Lewis, which is now all of our boys.
I love, brother, Lewis is a fucking god. Yeah. I love that man.
He was breaking the fourth wall. He was supposed to be here not so long ago, but something came up, so he couldn't make it. But hopefully very soon we could podcast with him.
I love Lewis. He has opened doors for people when he doesn't even need to.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that man for that.
Absolutely. He is a very, very cool dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I appreciate him. He is a wealth. I think I told him he is a wealth of knowledge.
Yep.
He is. Yeah. He has his own issues or whatever, but that motherfucker is. You can't hate the guy.
Yeah.
You just can't, bro. There's no way.
Hell yeah.
There's no way.
And then
Mr. Goss.
Phil Goss from USARC.
Phil Goss.
The big one. The big one.
The big arc.
Not fucking Florida. The fucking arc, dude.
The big arc. Like above Noah.
I got to look at him in the eyes and be like, my friend Chuck doesn't like you.
That's great.
Okay.
I honestly have less beef with him than USARC Florida. I don't look too much into USARC
General. Yeah. USARC Prime, one would say.
The Prime subscription.
That's funny.
All right, then we got Animal Con. Yeah. That panels were going on. You went to a couple bug panels and you were telling me, you were like, man, I could answer these questions. Like, I can do it. And then he's like, I think I'm just going to raise my hand. I think I'm just going to get up there. And I'm like, Tino, fucking no. I would like to come back next year. You're here as my fucking guest. Yeah. No. And so,
much respect, so the second that I'm unsupervised, my chaperone left me.
The second that he is unsupervised, I'm literally sitting down with David from Tiki's Geckos watching a great panel, and I literally forgot what that panel that I was watching was about. because I get a text from Tino saying I'm on the panel. I'm like, no way. And then I see like 2-3 minutes pass by. He didn't respond. And I was like, oh, fuck. I walk out. I go into the other breakout room and I see Tino on stage with a whole bunch of tarantula people. And then the first thing I hear was, I don't agree with Wild Thought. I don't like it. I don't want it. I know that some of these Animal Con people, I know that some of these animal people might not agree with this. And then he's arguing with people on the panel.
Yo, let's go.
Yep.
To this day, respect for Tino.
Well, because of that, I got to talk with Richard. On the podcast. We have to have him on the podcast. So it was nice.
You see how many things doors just keep opening.
I think if you're listening to this and you like inverts and you haven't watched that episode is really underrated.
Yeah, I really like it.
That was a good episode. Mm-hmm. After Animal Con, we started making some trips to do more collaborations.
Yeah.
It was post Tinley and we got to talk with David and Manny from Tiki's Geckos. Finally got to go to their place, hang out.
Tiki and Taco.
And we learned about something cool.
I don't know what it is.
So it's just basically a whole bunch of like really well-renowned gecko people, gecko breeders or gecko experts go out and they give like talks depending on, you know, depending on their expertise. And then at the very end, they did a little reveal of like a new Caledonian gecko. So
species?
What?
Species, yeah. Ooh. And it's a big one. It's a big animal.
Mm. But, that looked average, that thing that you just did.
That's average?
Did they already speciate it? Like it's in a Echinus already?
No, they're still working on it. Okay. But and they didn't want us to release any photos or anything. So
I love what you said about that episode. You're like, it's like the... What is it? The new iPhone.
Oh, the Gecko 15.
New Gecko.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's crazy.
I still haven't seen a picture of that shit to this day. You know what, though?
We did see pictures.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right, dude. Yeah. But I think he got shit for that.
Webbing and shit.
I think he got shit for that. For talking about it on the podcast.
In the comments, people were like, oh, you weren't supposed to say anything, but he had said you weren't supposed to show pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know what ended post up about actually it. Happening. Yeah.
Look,
I don't know what
they told Tiki he couldn't post about it. They didn't tell us we couldn't post about it.
Facts.
Yeah, I guess.
We broke the system.
We broke the system.
Yeah. Whatever.
And then we hung out with the boy.
Stone. You free handle.
Wait, how do you define free handling?
Free handling is a term made up by... Who the fuck knows, right? But think about it. Handling is handling. You use your hands. It should be called handling because you're using your hands, right? Mm-hmm. It should be called snake hooking when you use a snake hook. So in my mind, it's just handling, you know? You're just handling with your hands. Yeah. But yeah, I free handle. I don't free handle a lot. I advocate for using hooks, using tongs when you're feeding. But when I do free handle, I get a picture or I get a video because I'm putting my fucking life on the line. I'm getting a pic. Like, if I'm sticking my head in a gator's mouth, I'm damn sure getting a picture, bro.
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, why not? You know?
Yeah.
It's nothing about exploiting. It's just like, I did that. I'm going to make sure my fucking son can see it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, free handling. I don't do it a lot, but the times where I do it, I take a picture and it looks like I do it a lot. The whole thing about like, oh, but you're putting out a bad representation. It's America. You do what the fuck you want. If you want to go do some dumb shit, bro, that's on you. You know what I mean? And like, that's
on
you.
He literally killed my question right there. I was going to be like, it's like, do you get worried, like, thinking about how somebody else, or rather, like, somebody young that's going to see that might be impressionable.
Yeah, that's.
And get confused.
Honestly, it's not my fucking problem, bro.
Yo, real shit.
If I was worried about shit like that, bro, like, I'm not worried about shit like that. You want to be an idiot? Go be an idiot.
I love that so much.
That's funny.
That was funny as shit, bro. Yeah. I did not expect that shit.
That was, my opinion, probably top 3 episodes of the year.
Yeah.
But also, for me personally, it set the standard.
What do you mean?
It set the standard that I want everything to be like that.
Like what?
Like the hang, the authentic, the laughs.
Yeah.
It's knowledge, but it's entertainment.
I don't know if we said it in that. We didn't say it in that episode, but we almost lost the footage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did say it.
I don't know if
cut.
I cut it out.
It's that cut. No, there's a cut. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We almost lost that whole episode.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I guess we could. What we didn't do in that episode is detail it. So this is what happened. We're recording having an amazing episode at Stone's house, okay? And... You know, the vibe maybe at the beginning was a little bit weird because, like, I don't know him.
Yeah.
I'm in his house. I'm a little like, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't know how to be – I couldn't feel too comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. We set up. I'm like singing praises about like, yeah, we set up like this. And, you know, you were talking to me about this podcast you want to do. If you need help, like, this is the equipment that I use. And like, it's great. It never fails. Spoiler alert, it failed. So we record for an hour and some.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Eric, which is the guy behind the camera, he goes, Yosh, it just gave this like thing and it says that you're out of storage.
I don't talk like that, bro.
Yeah, you do. and so we were freaking out. We're like, fuck. So I go to look at my phone and the video's gone. And when I tell you that we were all like freaking out for another hour because the video was gone, we were freaking out for another fucking hour. And Stone was like, no problem, bro. We'll do it again.
But inside, he was burning.
Yeah, dude. And in my head, I'm like, this is so fucking embarrassing. I was like, yo, we're the fucking best podcast in the world. You know, whatever. Being fucking dumb about it. And thank God that shit came back. It just showed up from the cloud.
Content.
Yeah. I did. I deleted like half the things on my phone.
Yeah.
I deleted my niece's baby pictures.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's good.
So I'm not going to show a video of this. I'm going to read a comment. It's about the FWC kills the white throat monitor just because it was very, it wasn't that long ago. But some of the comments were, what are they supposed to do to find housing for a bunch of invasive species? Because we were
I think we answered that in the video. We were like, maybe a potential pound rehoming situation. Or euthanasia.
Yeah.
Those are the three options.
This video, again, kind of like what the coffee thing did for us, was bring a slew of fucking new people that found us, argued with us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We had the back and forth with Tipping Scales, and now we're all good with him. Another comment from this time was, humane societies are what you're looking for. FWC stands for Fish and Wildlife Conservation, and the FWC should add a new division that will cover exotic. If USARC wants to help the state come up with a reptile humane society, then do so. This would help with local dog pounds, which ends up with exotic pets.
Pounds end up with exotic pets?
I guess. I don't know.
It's... I've seen
me walking into work that morning and be like, that's a weird dog.
And then we saved Split Oak.
No.
What do you mean?
We did not save Split Oak.
What are you talking about? No, we did it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We saved it.
We did it.
It's still there.
We partnered up with Daniel from USARC Florida, and we saved Split Oak.
Today we're here to argue with FWC to protect Split Oak Forest, a preserve full of gopher tortoises and tons of reptiles, and I know that's what you guys care about. We're going to try and protect that place today, tell them how we feel about the destruction of this place. They're trying to build a road right through it, so we're going to tell them no as citizens, and if they don't listen, then you already know me.
So the update is, they're still talking about cutting that bitch down to put a road through that bitch. Yeah. It hasn't gotten through because Ricky Young has to speak with the developers and that part of the FWC because they didn't know.
No, but this was slimy. This was slimy. They would have totally voted yes or voted for yes for the proposal, but what they saw how many people were there talking about it. They saw everybody was upset. And they were like, we're just going to defer to Reginald Young. We're just going to say, you know what? Reginald he's going to – the executive director is going to continue talking with staff and continue negotiations.
And you know what I didn't like?
What?
That Renee didn't talk.
No, Richie definitely wanted to speak, but they did not let Richie Young speak.
I don't think he's allowed to speak.
Who?
The executive director.
Who is that?
Ricky.
Ricky Young?
Ricky Young. He's not allowed to speak at the commission meeting because he's technically not a part of the commission. He's the executive director.
He should. I've seen him speak in other places, in other topics.
Yeah, but not a commission meeting.
Okay.
Because it's just supposed to be the commission meeting.
Gotcha.
And I think that's, I think Daniel Parker was talking to me about this, how it would show like, it would show bias.
Gotcha.
So he couldn't participate.
So he just has to sit there uncomfortable.
It's like the president. It's like, Biden cannot participate in Congress creating bills.
Well, that's because he's half dead.
But he can listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But nobody... Riri's not half dead.
No.
Riri's pretty young.
He was sitting right in the middle. He was like, I'm here for this.
Yeah. Yeah, Rihanna Young is crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how it's going to go.
Yeah,
I wonder.
I think so. So they, in time, executive director will continue negotiations up until the next commission meeting.
So the next one is February 22nd or something like that?
Where is it? Do you know?
Tallahassee.
Of course. Damn. Yeah.
So they're going to take it away from us in from Orlando to Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. So my proposal, put money together. Let's get buses and go out there in buses and have the same amount of people. That's that would crazy. Be so much fucking... Insane. They're like, ha, we got to wait. And then it's like, fuck, Orlando's in this bitch.
If you want to sponsor it, let us know.
Let's do it.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
That might be the move.
That might be the move.
That might be the fucking move.
Yep.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We don't have to limit to Orlando people. We could be like, if anybody down south wants to come up,
no, let's do it. At the north. If you're at the north, close to the fucking spot, let's
no,
get it.
No, we're going this way. Oh, people
yeah,
from the north
there.
Go that way.
Yeah,
but
there.
I'm saying we bring people from the south up to there, bring them the rest of the way.
Yeah, fuck it. Like, whatever. Imagine bringing a whole bunch of people. And
we
then,
just come at them from all angles.
Yep. Yeah, and then do the same
I
thing
love
for,
doing that.
And then do the same thing for every single place they're trying to cut. Just bring a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of people.
It was crazy, though. Like, the people voted. The people said no.
86% said no.
It's between Orange and Osceola County. Orange County,
backed
out. The commissioner said no. We're not supporting this anymore. Everyone there was only one person who was like, yeah, put a road through this bitch. Everybody else was like,
yo, fuck
no,
that guy.
Don't do this. You guys are a conservation commission. Why are you considering this? This is like every conservation movie ever.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover. All right, and what do we all need? We need supplies. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today.
Hold on. Let's be honest, bro. Are we going to talk about it on this podcast, all the funny motherfuckers that were there?
What do you mean?
At the meeting. The guy that wanted to kill all the bears.
God. Oh, we can.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Bro,
was
some crazy motherfuckers. There was some... bear looking ass motherfucker. He looked like a bear. He's got himself fat as hell. Walk like this. Walk at the front and said, we have to hunt all the bears. There's more bears now than Colombian times and all this shit. And the bears are a nuisance.
Colombian times. Colonial.
Wait, you mean Christopher Columbus or you mean colonial?
Okay.
Those are two different time periods.
Let me have it. Hold
right, Colombian
hold
times.
On. Colombian times. And then he said that bears are a nuisance. In neighborhoods
and in the wild, bro.
Yeah, this guy said bears are a nuisance in the wild.
Yeah, the squirrels are like, man, I hate these fucking bears. They're going in my trash.
Yo,
no.
What the fuck was going on in this bitch, bro?
Oh, and
Rudolph.
The deer.
The deer, yeah, the deer.
Bimbo.
Bimbo, Ruru.
It was not Bimbo.
What was it?
I don't remember that.
Babu.
Babu is
the pet deer that FWC ended up killing. And then the two people talk about Babu.
Yep.
And it was like sad. Okay, I get it.
Super sad.
And then some third motherfucker goes up. And then the thing it says, his name and what he's going to talk about.
Yep.
And it said Rudolph. And then we started laughing because we were like, yo, he really didn't know the name. He thought the name was Rudolph. Nah, this motherfucker went up in front of FWC like a king. And sung the Rudolph song in front
of
everybody.
But a different version. He didn't sing the original version.
It was fucking hilarious.
I was kind of like, what is this guy standing for?
I
was trying to see
it.
A message in the song. I'm like, no, he's just singing.
And then some other motherfuckers started talking about the conservation of some lake and some shit.
Dude,
and
some guy was talking about China.
That's the guy.
Oh, my God.
He's talking about conservation of some chain. And then out of nowhere, he just goes... because all these kids are going to school with Chinese money. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
conservation
like,
where,
wait a
bro? Like, it was so much fucking fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I'll do it again. FWC fucked up. I let me in.
The wild thing about...
I had a good time.
The wild thing about the deer. So they can euthanize wildlife. They can.
Yes.
However,
no!
The way that they euthanized it was that they bloodlet the deer.
Because of rabies.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean, that was a concern. But, I mean, still insane.
Yeah, insane.
I was like,
geez. Insane.
And then the shirts that they wore, because they made shirts for this deer. I'm like, okay. Nice. But there was a hyperlink on the back, and I was like, to one of my friends that went with us, I was like, hey, go ahead and scan it, see what it is. It was the freaking body cam footage of them bloodletting.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's crazy.
They were about that life. Them boys were about to that meeting was crazy. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel very comfortable up there in the mic, but I feel like next time I will.
I'm very proud of you guys.
Nice to be there.
Damn.
I didn't go up.
Why?
Because I wasn't proud of myself.
Whoa.
Kidding,
I wasn't going
to
go up too. I was reluctant about going up because I was like, I'm not going to say anything different than like the biologists
or conservationists
going to say.
That's why I didn't go up. And I think that it was valid for me. Mm-hmm. You guys killed it.
Yeah,
honest.
I will say.
You spit facts. I was like,
I would say, and then Daniel bounced, and then Daniel, off of those two. Yeah,
yeah,
and Daniel bounced.
It was a Daniel. He's like, dude.
Preservation should mean something.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. When he said that shit, I came. I was preserved.
You know what it felt like when? Okay, you watch Marvel?
Yeah, of course.
Captain America and Bucky against Iron Man. That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's what it felt like, bro. It felt like all three of us just beat the dog shit out of this motherfucker,
two,
bro.
Two super soldiers, trained weapons against an orphan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Fire.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Or us against Thanos.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was still before Doctor Strange's whole vision. Yeah. So we were like, oh, we got our ass kicked.
Yeah.
But wait,
yeah.
Endgame is coming.
We did get our ass kicked.
Endgame is coming.
That was Infinity War.
Yo!
February is Endgame. Endgame is coming.
Yep. Endgame. Oh, we should call
Endgame,
it that. We should promote it as that. We should promote it as that so more people come.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pause. I can't even speak, dude.
She's like, we made it by Marvel. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We should call it the Endgame meeting.
I'm going to make a flyer.
Yo, let's get it.
Let's get everybody's faces. Yes. Let's get everybody.
Wait, this year they made a flyer of us too.
Oh my God, you made a flyer of us in the Endgame thing.
Oh my God, I predicted it. I'm Dr. Strange.
All right,
listen. I can feel it.
Listen,
that's somebody.
The last thing, we hit 1,000 subscribers,
and we're getting paid, dog.
Listen, have a good New Year's. Be safe. The next episode, we're going to be talking about new updates on this channel. This was the Reptiles with Podcast, the best reptile podcast
in the fucking world.